Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, every Tuesday afternoon at this time, I try to learn how to live well from somebody who has mastered it. And today I'm joined here in Limerick by John Kinsella. Of course, John will be known to many of you because he became the fastest Irish person to complete the World Marathon Majors, having only taken up running in his mid-30s. Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Tell us, how did you start, or when did you start, or why did you start running?
Well, I started in work in analog devices. My supervisor asked me, would I sign up for the Great Limerick Run? And I said, okay, I never ran before. I played soccer. And I think after 7 weeks, I ended up running sub 40. And that was after losing 4.5 stone
right.
before it. So, and then I just went from there. I didn't stop since.
You haven't stopped since. When was that?
2015.
Okay. So it's not that terribly long ago.
No, it was about 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I said, I just signed up and I was hoping to just do it, just to help with the diet, because I was starting to lose the will to keep the diet going. You know,
I
lost loads of weight fast, and then running just gave me a different way of keeping the pounds off.
So it was sort of a new challenge coupled with fitness as well, and something just to try something different.
Yeah, definitely. Like when I started running, and especially when I ran in the race, people said that if I could keep running like that, I could qualify for Boston. And for me, that was a big thing, because my uncle's in Dover back in the 80s with Father Joe Young from South Hill in Limerick. And I never thought I'd get an opportunity to do anything like that. And then when I found running, it gave me a chance to do it, you know, myself. And I ended up training, and the following year I qualified for Boston and went over. And got to, I suppose, do something that I never thought I would do.
It's amazing. Is it like, in terms of what you get from it and the benefits that you get from it, aside from obviously the health benefits and fitness, John, but like, people get an awful lot out of running.
Yeah, definitely, because like it gives you, if you set a target for yourself, running is a great way to kind of give yourself a bit of belief, because if you never ran before, I never ran before, and we decided we're going to do a 10K. So I had a start and I had an end point.
Mm.
And, you know, when you accomplish something then, and it's just you against yourself, and when you do it then, it gives you a bit of belief. And if you can do that then, you can start doing other changes in your life, you know, that's obviously positive things like your diet and stuff
yeah.
like that. And
so,
I just find running does that for me. It was that kind of passion it gave me that I was probably missing for a long part of my life.
So that goal of even the 10K to as a kind of a starting point for you, and obviously you've built so much then on that.
Yeah, so I went from there, and then 2 months ago I was in Tokyo, like running around. You know, I was lining up next to Eliud Kipchoge on the start line. And when I'm there with all these running superstars, I still think I'm just this kid from South Hill playing soccer with the lads. Like, and now I'm here, and I'm 44 years old now.
That's amazing.
And I'm with the best runners in the world.
So now you're doing it at obviously a more, you know, hugely competitive level. It's an entirely different sphere, really, for you, isn't it?
It's huge accomplishment. It's crazy, like, because when I started doing the marathons first, I was working a 5-cycle shift in analog devices, and sometimes I might have to sneak out and do a 5K on my break.
But, it shows you how quick you're running 5K
yeah.
that you could do it in your break.
But I'd get it done, and then I'd go home, I'd run as well. So it gave me a bit of belief myself,
yeah.
and it just gave me a lot of passion. And hopefully down the line I can go back and maybe go back to Boston and take a group of kids from maybe, you know, South Hill or my Ross or whatever. That's my dream, start up something like that, and show people that there's other things you can do in your life. Because I wanted to play for Arsenal when I was a kid, but you know, soccer didn't work out for me. But sometimes, you know, one dream might die, but you know, don't give up. Like, there's always something else out there for you if you keep going.
Absolutely.
And it took me 35 years to find out I was good at something and give myself belief. Like, and a lot can happen in that 35 years, especially where I grew up, like, as we lost a lot of young people, like, you know. And there's a lot of people, if they're listening now, like, just say, you know, don't give up. Like, there's always something out there that you'll find, like, if we just keep trying. keep meeting new people, and someone might open a door for you, because that's what happened to me in work. Like, my supervisor just said, sign up for this race. And my whole life is after change, you know.
Because of that.
I was running for Ireland 2 weeks ago in the European Mountain Running Championships. Like, and I still can't believe it. Like, I can't believe it as much as anyone else can't believe it.
You, fastest Irish person to compete at an event. Yeah, it's incredible.
And I'm going back to Berlin and New York again, because I want to run them faster so I can get my time down a bit more. I have a chance to become the first person over 40 in the world to do all of them under sub 230 hours. So that's my target.
Unbelievable. And what would you say, just finally, John, to people who want to get involved, who want to start or take up something new, or want to get out on the roads and start running?
Like, especially for lights of mental health and stuff, running is unbelievable. Like, you talk about releasing, you know, positive endorphins and things like that. Just go and do it, and you end up meeting people that are on the same page as you. Everyone's on their own journey, and it's just all positive when it comes to running. Like, and you were talking earlier about a nice place to go. If you can get yourself to the Clare Glens in County Limerick, it's probably one of in just over there, Maru, probably one of the most scenic places in Limerick, and it's really beautiful. Yeah. Lots of waterfalls and forestry.
Well, that sounds like it'd be well worth a trip, John, today. And I know some of our listeners have been getting in touch with other suggestions and recommendations. Keep those coming in to us, the best places too, or the one thing that we really should visit in County Limerick when we're here today. John Kinsella, John, thanks a million.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.